Acidity is rising in the Chesapeake Bay even more quickly than out in the ocean. William and Mary's Virginia Institute of Marine Science is researching potential impacts to oyster farms. WHRO reports, "The ocean absorbs a third of all the carbon dioxide humans release into the atmosphere. That causes a cascade of chemical changes underwater, including a rise in acidity." Emily Revest with VIMS says shellfish like oysters and clams are sensitive to these changes.
When the water is more acidic, it makes it more difficult for the animal to build its shell.
VIMS has teamed up with local shellfish farmers to study the issue in action. One is Alex Lambert on the Eastern Shore.
They kind of look like vineyards. It's like 330-foot long lines.
He launched his oyster farm about 7 years ago and quickly learned there are a lot of factors to keep track of, like weather and water quality. Acidification is another he wants to learn more about.
While it's not wiping out our hatcheries right now or maybe ever, it probably is impacting the shell strength. And if it gets worse in the future, coupled with rising temperatures, lower oxygen, that could potentially be devastating to farms.
Farms in the Pacific Northwest found out the hard way when rising acidity caused mass die-offs of baby oysters. Lambert says he's glad to get ahead of the issue. Catherine Hafner, WHRO News.